Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovie Smith.
I kept thinking a lot about Charles Tillman and his argument to be in the Hall of Fame.
So when you're the best at something that changes football games, you should be recognized that way. Again, Charles Tillman did something that no one, as well as anybody that's played the game. So he has to come into the conversation for that reason. I'm going to say the same thing about Devin Hester. When you're the best, there's a punt returner in the game of football. And when you're the best to ever play the game at that position, naturally, you should be in the Hall of Fame.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out, the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant fly to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. It's Cubs versus Brewers in the NL Central tiebreaker. The winner takes the division crown. The loser plays in the wild card game. Listen to The Score today as Pat and Ron bring you every exciting play of this huge game. Our coverage starts at 11:30. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Wolves leading goal scorer Brandon Peary returns to a loaded lineup looking to defend their Central Division title. Home opener Saturday, October 13th at Allstate Arena. Free parking courtesy of the 2019 Kia Sportage. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Game 163 at Clark and Addison in 2 hours. Cubs Brewers. Here's Javi Baez.
They're playing their game, you know. You know, they got good talent. You know, I think we got better. And if we pay attention to what we do, not what they do out there, it's not just the Brewers. There's 28 more teams that are really good. But we just got to keep our plan.
Jose Quintana versus Milwaukee's Yoli Chacin. Quintana has a 2.17 ERA in 6 starts this year against the Brewers. Chacin has faced the Cubs 4 times in 2018, and he has a 1.59 ERA with a .97 whip. Jason Hayward starting in center field in place of Albert Almora. Tickets still available, Cubs.com/tickets. The NL West will be decided in a tiebreaker between the Dodgers and Cubs, the Dodgers and Rockies this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Over to football, Mitchell Trubisky threw for a career-high 6 touchdowns as the Bears rolled the Bucks yesterday. Trubisky had 7 TDs in 12 games last year. The Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites at the Bucks. Catch Monday night at the Broncos. Catch Monday Night Football on The Score starting at 6:30. This update was brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com. And Bears Mondays on The Score are brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for the playoff-bound Cubs, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score today at 11:30 a.m. when the Cubs take on the Brewers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
He was Johnny on the spot. That's for damn sure.
Lance Briggs.
Johnson is leveled.
Former Bears All-Pro linebacker.
He diagnosed the play so fast, and before you know it, he's there before you can get to him.
Hand off, and the back is put down, and it's Lance Briggs.
Breaking down the Bears.
It's right into the hands of Briggs, and Briggs is going!
Bam, bam, Briggs, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown. Unbelievable!
Bears legend.
Oh, boy!
Gay with a sack.
I played alongside this beast for 10 years. He made me a better player because if I didn't play well, he'd make all the plays and I'd just be a guy out there.
End zone! Touchdown, yeah. Bears! Unbelievable! El Boogie dances in!
Lance Briggs with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Lance Briggs is on Twitter, at Lance Briggs, and he's brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Well, Lance, that was different. I can't say any of us expected it to look quite like that. What were your thoughts as it was unfolding?
You know what? I was thinking about the first quarter. You know, in the first quarter, the Bears just in the first quarter, they're 3-1. And if, you know, if they go through every one of the second, third, and fourth quarter with the same record, Bears are in the playoffs. That's what I'm thinking.
You know, their first drive this season, every game has been a real good one. But it's been, you know, in that Packer game, in that Cardinal game, in that Seahawks game, they were a little bit methodical. They kind of just plunked their way down the field. There were some short throws from Mitch where he kind of had to find rhythm and whatnot. It wasn't that yesterday. It was striking. It was downfield. It was aggressive. At least that's how it felt to me. And I wonder if that was the difference for Mitch from your perspective yesterday.
Well, I think you've got to credit Nagy for a lot of the success. You know, his game plan. He knew his game plan, how he wanted to attack the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and his game plan worked. It was effective. You know, it was effective the whole way. There was nothing that he could call that couldn't go wrong. You know, and another thing too is, you know, Tampa Bay, I don't know what they were doing coverage wise, but there were a lot of blown coverages. There were guys running wide open. So it's going to be interesting, you know, moving forward when the Bears get tested in 2 weeks by Miami, who has a really good defense, where you're not going to see a bunch of blown coverages like that.
I remember watching games with Doug Buffone and hearing him from a linebacker's perspective see the Bears' offensive formations and then immediately know what was coming. And all too often it's like, oh, well, this is they're going to run right or this is a screen. When you watch Matt Nagy, when he's on top of his game like that and out ahead and in control of a game, are you able to discern what's going on, or is he doing as good a job as it appears in disguising some of this stuff and using formations?
Well, I mean, in the black and blue division, you know, disguising formations and doing certain things, I don't think that's as necessary, especially when you're strengthening your team and your defense. But yeah, if you're near the goal line, you're in the red zone, you have two quarterbacks on the field. You know, yeah, I'm definitely not expecting that, you know, and when it's -10 degrees, you know, I don't know if having two quarterbacks on the field in the red zone is necessary, you know, but I mean, it's fun football. It's fun football to watch, you know, all that stuff is fun football to watch, but it's going to be a difference when you're getting, when you're up against a team and your game plan doesn't work exactly the way you want it to, you're going to have to start making adjustments during the game. You know, once those adjustments come, that's when you're going to find out, you know, what this Bears team is made of. Because that's the team that played extremely well against the Green Bay Packers. And then you see the second half where Green Bay made adjustments. They were Nagy was required to make adjustments back. And in respect to them, you know, we'll see how that works out for the Bears moving forward.
Lance, I don't think we got to read between the lines much. There's still a lot that Mitch needs to show you, despite the day yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm happy I'm happy that yesterday happened and it happened the way it did, and Mitch had his highest quarterback rating, all that good stuff. You know, and I think it was really a really big team win for the Bears. You know, offense played well, defense played great, and special teams was effective. I mean, they didn't hurt the team, you know. So I think it's a time for celebration. And we're going into a bye week, so you know, and the team is pretty much healthy. You know, there are a lot of things to be happy about here for the Bears. Bears are in first place.
Have you ever seen a player throw his pads into the stands in a fit of pique?
I can't say that I have.
It surprised me, coming from Akeem Hicks, who is a pretty thoughtful guy. I'm surprised we haven't sort of filled in some of the blanks on what actually happened there. Do you expect he's going to get suspended?
I don't know. The league comes down hard on some of that stuff. I don't know how they feel about, you know, when guys chucking shoulder pads. I don't know if that's even in the manual. You know, I know that there's a fine for throwing balls or kicking balls to the stands. So, at the very least, I'm sure there'll be some sort of fine. But that's up to Roger Goodell.
In fact, he can't go. There are several people saying, well, wait a second now. How about Bilal Nichols, number 98, who showed cat-like quickness once again? This guy has been making plays when given an opportunity. So not saying you want to be without Akeem Hicks, but I want to see more of Bilal Nichols. Do you?
I mean, I love the rotation that the Bears have right now. Guys getting opportunities and whether they recognize, you know, the guys that they're playing next to, because, you know, they're playing next to two of some of the best defensive players in the league right now. Every opportunity that these guys are getting, they're making the most of it, you know, and that's sweet. You know, they're taking advantage of what they have.
So I've got Khalil Mack on the sheet, Lance, for a sack and a tackle for loss and a quarterback hit and a pass defended and another forced fumble. He's said a couple of times in either post-game or during the week that he's shifted his target to the ball. He's hunting the ball. Are those of us who didn't play in the NFL underrating how difficult an adjustment that is?
I know, you know, that focus has been a point of emphasis for quite a while, where, you know, pass rushers are reaching for that ball and get a sack fumble, you know, rather than just a sack. And, you know, at this point right now, the way they're protecting the quarterback, that's pretty much the smartest way to do it anyway. You know, not only are you still recording the sack, but you're also taking the ball away and you're giving your team an opportunity to get the ball back.
What kind of development are you seeing from Roquan Smith after another game?
What did you think of Tariq Cohen and the way he was? I mean, he almost felt like a feature back in that first half of football from the Bears.
Yeah, you know, the way that they're using him, you know, is pretty doggone awesome. He's creating. I mean, he's always been a mismatch for any linebacker, you know, in space. So, you know, running more wheel routes and things like that, those are the ways that some of us fans would love seeing him get the ball, you know, so love seeing him get the ball in those ways, you know. And so, you know, I want to see him do that more and more and more. I've wanted to see him do that, get into space, and we're trying to find out ways to get him out, out on the edge where the wide receivers are, in the slot, or in the backfield. But I think it's best that you know that there's a man-to-man linebacker on him, keep him in the backfield and run him out on a route.
We're talking with former Bears linebacker Lance Briggs here on Bernstein and McKnight on a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday. Even though we are at Wrigley Field, we are balancing the Ursine conversations of both Cubs and Bears. A little subplot on the offensive line, rookie James Daniels comes in for Eric Kush, gets his first work. It's not as if Kush was necessarily being punished or demoted. It's just that apparently in practice, Harry Hiestand and Matt Nagy had told Daniels that he was going to get some opportunities if he continued to practice well. It looks like so far so good with his development, does it not?
Hey, I don't question Harry Hiestand, man. I've spent some good time with him. He knows what he's doing. If he says, God, let's come in there and get some playing time, he needs to get in there and get some play time.
When you see an offensive line like that that's able to give Mitch that kind of time, and we talked a lot about his accuracy, whether he's able to set his feet and throw, whether he's throwing off a foot or whatever, what was it about that offensive line that was able to kind of glom together and stop Gerald McCoy and give him that kind of time, whether it be Daniels in there or whomever else?
Well, Well, you know, again, you know, it goes back to, you know, Nagy's his scheme, his strategy. You know, his what they put together was so effective. There was nothing that Nagy could call that wasn't going to be effective that day. You know, and what we want, I want to credit, you know, him and the Bears offense for being able to execute that game plan. You know, Tampa Bay's defense were terrible. They were terrible yesterday. You know, and I watched them on Monday night, and I watched them the last couple of weeks. It was a different team. It seemed like a different team. I know they had some DBs that were down, but you don't see blown coverages like that much in a game. Way too many blown coverages, way too many guys running wide open, you know, and obviously, you know, John Hoke, who's out here and coached us out here, you know, that's unlike him. That's unlike a John Hoke coach team.
All right, so let's get to the bottom of this. You were really hard on Mitchell Trubisky last week, and understandably so, when I asked you the question about how you would game plan against him for things that he probably couldn't do under pressure or couldn't see. Did this move the needle at all? Did this historic statistical performance make you a more optimistic about Trubisky's development or not?
As happy as I am about his performance, there's no consistency in what happened yesterday. I want Mitchell to prove me wrong. In 2 weeks, prove me wrong. The week after that, prove me wrong again, and prove me wrong again. You know, until I become a believer. But one performance does not tell me that everything has changed. And if I go into a game plan, I'm going to go play against Mitchell in 2 weeks, I wouldn't change my game plan. I'm still going to say, you know what, I want him to beat me. Make him beat me. But nobody else is going to do it on that offense.
Mitch said after the game that he's a rep guy, that whether it be, you know, learning this offense or another, that he is a rep guy. What does that mean to you? And is that a good thing or a bad thing or just in between?
I don't know. You know, when a coach asks me, you know, what kind of player I am, you know, for, you know, my first response would be, I'm a playmaker. You know, I'm not a rep guy. I'm a playmaker. You know, you put me out there, I'll take some reps, I'll do whatever we need to do, but you put me on the game, I'm going to make plays. You know, so, you know, you take what you want out of that statement or that response.
Lance, we'll talk again next week, man. Thanks.
You got it, fella.
Lance Briggs, brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team. Another year stuck paying your timeshare's annual maintenance fees. If your timeshare is no longer working for you and you need out, call Timeshare Exit Team, 844-915-EXIT, 844-915-EXIT, or visit timeshareexitteam.com. Ron Coomer will preview Cubs and Brewers game 163 next. Keep it here. You've got the score.
Cubs fans, the Cubs and Brewers will take Wrigley Field for game 163 in the NL Central tiebreaker. The winner takes the division crown. The loser plays in the do-or-die wildcard game. Listen to the score today as Pat and Ron bring you every exciting play of this huge game. Our coverage starts at 11:30 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage on The Score is brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball.
This is firefighter Rafael Porriette for Firehouse Subs, introducing the new Firehouse Pub Steak Sub with savory steak, crispy fried onions, and our rich Belgian beer cheese sauce. On tap for a limited time. Order yours at firehousesubs.com today. Remember, a portion of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Sally Beauty's new all-in-one hair color kits make it easy to color your hair at home. Get everything you need to color for beautifully radiant results. Loved by professionals, open to everyone. Sally Beauty.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of the Cubs.
Where in 2018, you'll hear me, Pat Hughes.
And me, Ron Coomer, deliver all the excitement and action of Cubs baseball.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant Flood to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run. Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
26.2 miles of city streets, 29 vibrant and diverse neighborhoods, 1.7 million cheering spectators. You won't want to miss the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sunday, October 7th. The 2018 application is now open. Apply today at chicagomarathon.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Trey Burton with us, McNeil and Parkin.
I really want to be known for off the field stuff, trying to, you know, end this gun violence. You know, there's multiple things that, you know, we can look at here in Chicago, and that's another reason why I signed here.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mr. Dave Wanstead.
Right now, you feel like this is a good time to face this kid because he's still learning and you can rattle this kid. He's not comfortable in the pocket.
A little bit. You know, the first thing that I would talk about is what do we want to do with his ability to scramble, because that's what got my attention. You know what?
That's his greatest strength right now.
This guy is going to tuck the ball. Well, I mean, here's the only concern. If I'm an opponent, I got to make a decision. Do we want to contain him or do we want to try to hit him when he's running? And Matt Nagy, he's got to decide that with the Bears. Okay, Mitch, you know, be careful running. You know what I mean? Because sooner or later, they're going to get him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone that you run that often and reckless like he does, you know, you got to be careful.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Trey Burton with us, McNeil and Parkin. It's a crazy thing that, you know, you are coming in, you signed this big contract in Chicago, you've got a whole career in front of you. But what's it like being known for a moment that will live forever? That's a top 10 Super Bowl moment all time, and you very likely will be known for that moment. Like, that's the first thing that people will think when they hear your name.
Yeah, anytime you can go down in sports history in a positive light, it's always a good thing, you know, in my opinion. So I'll just have a lot of conversations about this, you know, for the rest of my life. And it was just such a special time, not only just to play, but also, like, the first Super Bowl in the history of Philadelphia. And you know, just how much their fans deserved all that. And it was a great time.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovie Smith, the head coach of the Fighting Illini. I kept thinking a lot about Charles Tillman and his argument to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, Lawrence, I think when you look in at whether a person goes into the Hall of Fame or not, you have to look at what have they brought to our game. Have they brought something unique, a unique talent to the game? And have they done it as well as anyone that's played the game? Think about taking the ball away. Who are some of the all-time greats that take the ball away? Almost to a man, Charles Tillman's name is going to come up in the conversation. No one bought into taking it away the way he did. And every time when he was around the ball, that was his mindset.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Sally Beauty's new all-in-one hair color kits make it easy to color your hair at home. Get everything you need to color for beautifully radiant results. Loved by professionals, open to everyone. Sally Beauty.
Some people are detail-oriented. They're the kind of people who love Pella windows. They understand crafted joints and tight seams are why Pella can offer the best warranties in the business. Yep, they notice everything. Like, that's not just any bird in the distance. It's a great crested flycatcher. So if you like details, you'll love Pella windows and doors. They're perfectly beautiful. Visit Pella.com to see all our windows and doors and to find a Pella showroom near you.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Tichin's good. We've done better against him more recently, but it's a different animal tomorrow. Everybody's going to be in this heightened awareness. I've talked about being even more alert than normal. That's all I want. Go out there, play your game, just grind those at-bats out, and catch the ball on defense. We need a good start out of Q.
Indeed they do, going up against Ulysses Chacin, Cubs and Brewers, game 163 today from right here at Wrigley Field. And if you want to come down to the game, there might still be tickets available. About an hour ago, we knew there were, 40 minutes ago, they said there were just under 1,000 at Cubs.com/tickets. So you can give that a try. Ron Coomer is up in the booth right behind us here getting ready to call this game. And at least, Ron, at least we know that this is not a win or go home. There is no tomorrow situation. Regardless, there is a tomorrow, but I'm wondering how that affects strategy. What do you think?
Very much so. I think it's very much different, Danny, than if this was a win or go home, right? I think for both ball clubs, you know, bullpen usage today will be determined by the ball game. And right before I came on, I heard Joe talking out, we need a good one, you know, from Q. Well, Chacin, they're in the same boat. Their bullpen has been used extensively, especially their main key guys to finish out ball games, just like the Cubs. So I think what you're going to see is if the game is close, all the key guys are in the game. And you're going to play to win just like normal, just like it is in the elimination game. But if this game gets lopsided either way, I think you're going to see either manager get away from using their main key bullpen guys and play for tomorrow, just because it is not an elimination game.
Coom, regardless of whether today's game is a close one and one you can win or not, how large is Joe Maddon's circle of trust right now?
His circle of trust, are you talking about? Like,
yeah, relievers that he's happy to use. I mean, if you want to go there, sure. Who's he drinking wine with these days?
I don't think he's drinking a lot of wine. I think he wants the full faculties. Tonight could be a good wine-drinking night if the Cubs win. It is what it is. I thought we saw some of that yesterday. You know, he's trying to get Edwards back in there and get Carl back locked in. To me, it's pretty obvious. You know, you see C-Shack, he's been used a lot. Chavez, very much so, is his guy that you know has thrown strikes. De La Rosa's thrown strikes. Garcia has thrown a lot of strikes and been effective. I think when you're looking at that, that's kind of the core group. I'm probably missing one or two. And then, you know, the other thing is some of the young guys have come in, like Mills yesterday, and they got good arms. You just hope they throw it over the plate because of the magnitude of the situation, but they have. So I'm going to guess Joe is going to stick with those guys if the game's close or the Cubs are up.
It's obvious that it would help to get up early to try to stay away from the Brewers' devastating high-leverage bullpen. Do you think you play four early runs in that way in maybe making sure you get a guy to third, maybe being somewhat aggressive with your sends, forcing throws to be made, forcing tags to be made because of the value of being up when we get to the middle innings?
No doubt. That in that regard, Danny, that's where this game is played differently than all others, because you know that everybody is in the situation with their bullpen where they're all taxed. But what you want is you definitely, both teams want the lead. There's no doubt. They would love to get to the long relief of Milwaukee, and Milwaukee would like to get to the long relief of the Cubs and knock the starters out early and really put a lot of pressure on some of the young guys that are up here now. So I would anticipate aggressiveness by the Cubs. I would think a lot like playoff baseball, where looking for the big slug, you love it, but playing for a run at times is very important and crucial, and I thought the guys yesterday did that very well. Now, they banged the ball around, but there were some at-bats, sack flies, you know, the Hayward hook ground ball on the first pitch to get Rizzo to third. I thought there were some at-bats there yesterday where guys were really focused on doing those little things that are playoff baseball necessities.
Talk with Cubs radio analyst Ron Coomer here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. We are live at Gallagher Way getting you ready for game 163. Coom, I think it's important when you look at today's game, it's that Brewers team has been almost and also Rans for a little while. I mean, yeah, they've had a couple of good seasons, but this offseason, they put together a great team. They are a very solid baseball team. Looking back at the 162, what surprises you more? The Cubs' inability to really click, their deficiencies here or there, or the ascension of the Brewers, the fact that Yelich is an MVP, the Kane is also going to get MVP votes, which surprises you more?
Good question, Connor. I would say probably the Cubs and the lack of offense. I would have not predicted that, and I did not predict that when we left spring training. I really felt like the Cubs offense, some of the young guys would take a step forward, and it hasn't quite worked out that way with some of the guys, but they've had their moments of very good, and then, you know, the Cubs offense in general have had some droughts. So I think if I were to say anything post signing of Kane and Yelich and Milwaukee kind of stepping up to the plate, you know, financially and bringing in some really key guys, which they did a very good job of early, you know, before the season started and at the break. I would say if there's one thing that I didn't anticipate was the offense having its struggles like it did.
Let's get a quick update, and then we will get back to our conversation with Cubs radio analyst Ron Coomer.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Wolves leading goal scorer Brandon Peary returns to a loaded lineup looking to defend their Central Division title. Home opener Saturday, October 13th at Allstate Arena. Free parking courtesy of the 2019 Kia Sportage. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
They're going to come here, they're going to try to do too much, and you know what, we're going to go out there and have fun, because anyways, we're in. We both team are in, and so we cannot put pressure on ourselves. We're going to go out there, have fun, and play 100%.
Wilson Contreras will catch Jose Quintana in game 163 against Milwaukee's Yoli Chacin. First pitch right here on the Score at 12:05. Tickets still available, Cubs.com/tickets. The winner will go straight to the NLDS, and they get home field through the NL playoffs. The loser plays in tomorrow's wildcard game against the loser of Dodgers-Rockies. Over to football, after pummeling the Bucks, the Bears sit atop the NFC North with a 3-1 record. Saints, the only other NFC team with that same 3-1 mark. And in Monday Night Football, the undefeated Chiefs visit the Broncos, and you can catch that game tonight on the Score. This update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. How about free checking? That pays a great interest rate? Just say the funny word, kasasa, kasasa. It means free checking plus an amazing interest rate. Kasasa, free checking, great interest. Join Lakeside Bank. It's about time. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for the playoff-bound Cubs, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score, today at 11:30 a.m. in 1 hour with the Cubs take on the Brewers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Built Ford Tough Bears Monday is brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. A little bit of breaking news from the Score's Zach Zaidman. Today's seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field. Yeah. Wrigley Field will be performed by the clutch.
Who?
Ditka.
Oh my God.
Ditka is going to
go
do the
Bears!
Stretch. They are now more likely to win, my friend. Talking with Ron Coomer on Sports Radio 670. Did you happen to see the short, quick Wilson Contreras swing that I saw yesterday and was enticed by?
It was better. It was definitely better, and it was controlled, I think, more so, Danny, than anything else. To me, Willie at times is trying to hit the ball over the scoreboard instead of the bleachers are just fine. And it was more controlled, as you say. To me, whenever a guy swings too hard, the swing gets long, right? I mean, and there's that fine line where adrenaline comes in, and every big league hitter has gone through it. And I think Wilson has had some of that, along with, you know, at times fatigue from the position he plays. So I really think Joe Maddon saw that today or saw that yesterday and went, you know, and put Wilson, it's going to sound funny, but put him in the nine hole because that, you know, you get a little chance to pinch hit in front of him, and then he can drive in a run. So it was much better, and it has been a little better, and we've seen him actually look to try to hit the ball the other way some too. Even though it hasn't worked out, his approach has gone that way some, and that keeps him on the slider, and that's, you know, been the Achilles heel for some of the young guys this second half.
It's only 11 at-bats for Jose Quintana against Christian Yelich, the probably NL MVP, but it's an .091 average and a .167 on base and a .182 slug. Quintana's been great against Yelich. I got to imagine that that matchup, is, as much as anything else, is why his numbers are great against the Brewers and why, you know, Lorenzo Cain and Ryan Braun are surrounding the NL MVP in that lineup. It's a big day for Q.
Yeah, it's a huge day for Q, and those are great numbers, but this is game 163. The way he's been swinging the bat, I would say you got to make Cain and Braun be, you can't, you know, if at all possible, you try to pitch around Yelich. You know, for me, what I've seen with Q is the fastball up and into Yelich in the zone, not out of the zone, but in the zone, where he's been able to pound that ball inside and get Yelich on that pitch. And when he does that, and he's been effective doing it, you know, then it opens up the outside part of the plate if need be. But for the most part, Yelich has hit a lot of routine fly balls and ground balls against Q. So, you know, you keep your fingers crossed and hope that happens again today.
Are you saying treat him like Bryce Harper, like Joe Maddon treated Bryce Harper last season?
I think whenever you're playing games of this magnitude, Connor, you pick out one or two guys in a lineup and you do your very best to not have them beat you. And that was the thing in the last series when I was watching, you know, some of the games with Detroit. You know, this guy is the hottest hitter in baseball, and you keep pitching to him, well, guess what's going to happen? He's going to burn you, and he did. So I would say right now with Yelich.
I mean, you know, Braun right now is on top of it, and this is that. What scares me is daring that guy. Just like you say, he seems locked in a way that scares me a little bit.
Yeah, I don't disagree. That's why they're where they're at. They've got good players. But in playoff baseball, there's always the one guy when you're sitting in that meeting, and you go, well, okay, who are we not going to have beat us? And maybe Q really feels good about pitching to Yelich. And I was not sitting in the pitcher's meeting this morning, so maybe that's the case. But to me, having Yelich win a game, you know, if you can pitch around him at all or make him hit the ball, hit your pitch, I think that's the best scenario.
So this is a stupid question, Coom. I know it before I ask it, but I'm a guy who gets hung up on stupid things sometimes. Does it feel weird to you that in game 163, everybody gets 40 guys on a roster?
Well, I just think the whole 40-man roster thing is kind of, to your point, stupid to begin with. I don't understand why, you play all season long with a 25-man roster, and then come September, when the games mean the most and everything's riding on these games, you have 40 guys. To me, that doesn't make sense. I think Major League Baseball needs to make an adjustment and do like hockey or basketball, where you pick your roster of 25 and you play. Now, you can bring up 40, right? You can have a roster filled with 40, but during the game, you only hand in a roster at home plate of 25, and those are the 25 guys that play that day. And that can vary, and everybody gets big league service time in September. But to me, 25 should be, you know, that should be the roster.
Ron Coomer, thank you.
Guys, I will talk to you soon, I'm sure. Hopefully in a good mood.
That's the Coom Dog, Ron Coomer. You will hear him on the call with Pat Hughes and Zach Zaidman after we finish up here today. It is a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday. It is brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. When we come back, we've got an opportunity for you to win $1,000 in cash. When I give you the lucky keyword, that text word, it might just make you a grand richer. And I also want you to think about this. I want you to think about when it was last that the Bears offense scored 6 touchdowns in a game.
Just before the war, right?
So when the Bears offense last scored 6 touchdowns, not the whole team, not defensive or special teams touchdowns, 6 offensive touchdowns, how many of those guys can you name who scored them? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 5 guys that scored these 6 touchdowns. Get them in your mind. When we come back, I'll give you the date, then we'll see. Because I think some of these are going to surprise you because it seems a little bit odd. But we are talking Cubs. We are talking the 3-1 first place Bears on the day of game 163. I should mention also tomorrow we have a special live broadcast. We are going to be at Prudential Plaza right there in the lobby. Come by, say hey. You can maybe win some stuff and hang out with us. We'll be there because of Xfinity, the exclusive Wi-Fi and wireless partner of the Chicago Cubs, and Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Some exciting days here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The Bucks, they're now 3-1. Mully here from the Mully and Haw Show, mornings 5-9. Keep it here as we recap the victory and assess the march to the playoffs. The Bears are heading into the bye week. Rest up and then torture the league. Let's talk about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is firefighter Rafael Porriette for Firehouse Subs, introducing the new Firehouse Pub Steak Sub with savory steak, crispy fried onions, and our rich Belgian beer cheese sauce. On tap for a limited time. Order yours at firehousesubs.com today. Remember, a portion of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Show transition on The Score. No holds barred show interaction. Now, three times a day on The Score between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight at 9 a.m.
Whether or not the Bears start 3-0 or 0-3, there's no C. He should have done this.
What are you talking about? We second guess every move everyone makes. If they come out and they have six fumbles off of the snap, of course there's going to be, well, why didn't they play?
Then at one between Bernstein and McKnight and McNeil and Parkins.
He's trying something different and progressive and aggressive in order to keep his players healthy.
Those players are healthier for another week.
That's the whole point.
And finally, right before six, between McNeil and Parkins and Lawrence Holmes.
You never talk about Stan Mikita without the attachment of Bobby Hall.
It was almost impossible to do it.
But you have a guy that won Hart, Ross, Bing in back-to-back seasons.
Yeah.
That's
only guy to do it.
Show transition now three times a day on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Haw. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mr. Dave Wanstead.
Right now, you feel like this is a good time to face this kid because he's still learning and you can rattle this kid. He's not comfortable in the pocket.
A little bit. You know, the first thing that I would talk about is what are we going to do with his ability to scramble, because that's what got my attention. You know what?
That's his greatest strength right now.
This guy is going to tuck the ball. Well, I mean, here's the only concern. If I'm an opponent, I got to make a decision. Do we want to contain him or do we want to try to hit him when he's running? And Matt Nagy, he's got to decide that with the Bears. Okay, Mitch, you know, be careful running. You know what I mean? Because sooner or later, they're going to get him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone that you run that often and reckless like he does, you know, you got to be careful.
Mully and Haw, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of the Cubs.
Where in 2018, you'll hear me, Pat Hughes,
and me, Ron Coomer, deliver all the excitement and action of Cubs baseball.
Swinging a line drive down the left field line. Base hit. Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out, the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant Flood to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run. Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Haw. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Thayer's football resume is better than anyone you've ever met.
Tom, how much confidence do you think
Mitch Trubisky is playing with at this point.
I think Mitch is an extremely confident guy, but does he have superior knowledge of the system? No, because it would be unfair to think that Mitch is going to be the first quarterback to go in, master a new system within an offseason, do everything perfectly. It's just not realistic, because there's all these other quarterbacks that played in the league that you talked about their limitations and their lack of time and seasoning and all that. And Mitch is the same guy. However, he is extremely dedicated to his craft. He is a really confident guy. He's an intelligent person.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
And now, a page from the diary of Flo.
Dear diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Usel. Feel what lighter feels like.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
It is time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is bacon. Text bacon to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is bacon to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Gallagher Way is where we are. It is gray, but it is dry for now. They say there is a possibility of rain moving into the area. Looks like for the moment it's north of here, but it remains possible. But still, like I say, grab one of these remaining tickets, a couple of these at Cubs.com/tickets, and then surprise your kid at school, make up a doctor's appointment, and that's the kind of thing that kid never forgets. I can speak from experience on stuff like that. That's cool mom, cool dad stuff.
I just wonder if this game is going to be something you don't forget. We were talking earlier about the 163, the blackout game for the White Sox, when John Danks towed the rubber and the Ken Griffey flat-footed throw, and just it popped up in my timeline.
The A.J. Pierzynski tag when he actually hung on to the ball.
It's a good tag. He used one hand. Did he hang on to the damn baseball? He never did that. I just, you know, looking through some of that film, and it just popped up in my timeline, so I'm watching it. That was... It was a different atmosphere, obviously, because the stakes were different. I mean, that's fair. But my God, I mean, that's just the crowd, the cheering, the
difference
stuff
was
that John Danks had.
But that was a play-in in a different way. That was that was win or go home. This is not. That's why there was more at stake, and that's why this is a little bit different because you're in a double elimination.
And yet, you and I both had people on Twitter coming at us about how it would have been easier to not play in this game and take the wild card game by losing yesterday's game, so that you can play the one game with a full complement of relievers in order to get you to the five games. It's nonsense. I mean, it is still, we said this, at least I did, from the start of the season, and I maintain it to now, stay out of the coin flip game. Stay out of the wild card game. It remains incredibly important. It just, you know, the cost of what you do today might end up being Pyrrhic in nature. I mean, if you end up spending relievers, spending bullets, or God forbid, getting somebody hurt,
the math still favors it. The math still favors. You got to stay out of a 50-50 game.
You got to get yourself into a scenario where you got to win 3 out of 5. It's just the way to play baseball. It's weird. It's a strange game where anything can happen. I mean, for a moment yesterday, it looked like a difference in that game might have been the fact that Jose Martinez tried chasing down a baseball like he was wounded.
That was weird.
It was the worst right field play I've ever seen.
It looked like he was trying to surround it or like shoot it before he wanted to go after it. It had to stop moving, or like gaffing it before you bring it onto the boat.
I had the sound off for the Cubs game and was on the football game at the time. And my brother texted, and he's like, JD's hilarious. I'm like, well, what'd he say? So I went back to the DVR, and JD goes, Jose Martinez chasing that ball down like a rabid possum. Just trying to corral
it in the
corner.
Yeah, he didn't want
to
touch it.
No.
He's like kind of kicking at it and poking it with a stick.
He just kind of gave up and lollygagged after. It was horrible. And that's the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got somebody out there, if you've got a Jorge Soler or somebody out there in the right field chasing down after a ball, that... The need to have the bat in the lineup changes the outcome of a game. I mean, it's just stay out of the one game.
The last time the Bears offense scored 6 touchdowns was what year do you think that was?
Bears, I have no, let's see, 12? Ought 4?
It was Pearl Harbor Day. It was December 7th of 1986. And it was also against the Buccaneers.
Huh. Oh, that would have been the Dreamsicle Buccaneers, right?
How many of the Bears' touchdown scorers? There were 5 players on the Bears that scored 6 touchdowns. And I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what was going on in this game, because just looking at the guys who scored, it seems like we got to do a forensic examination of exactly what was happening. I don't remember this game all that well. First touchdown was an 8-yard rush by Mike Tomczak.
Okay.
A 9-yard rush by Thomas Sanders.
Okay.
Good on number 20, I want to say. He wore the big old neck roll. Then a 4-yard rush by Doug Flutie. So you had 2 rushing touchdowns by 2 different quarterbacks. Walter Payton scored on a 27-yard pass from Flutie. Willie Gault scored on an 8-yard pass from Mike Tomczak. And then Peyton dove in for a 4-yard rushing score. Those are your 6 offensive touchdowns the last time the Bears scored that many.
Well, I think what we learned is that when the 1986 Bears played 2 quarterbacks,
right,
it's fine.
What,
but when Matt Nagy's Bears played 2 quarterbacks in the same formation, that's bad.
We can ask Mike Ditka, because Ditka is going to be performing the 7th inning stretch. So maybe if you see him, you can ask him, what the hell were you doing with the quarterbacks on December 7th of 1986?
Do you think he remembers?
No, I don't think he remembers yesterday.
Right.
But Tom Thayer was on earlier today, and he was talking about what it meant when they found out that William Perry was going to be used in the backfield in the game at San Francisco. And that was, he was at 21-10, I think. That was McMahon then on the cover of Sports Illustrated after that. That was the getting them back for using the offensive offensive lineman in the backfield against them, and that was Ditka's way of doing that against Bill Walsh. And he mentioned the energy at practice. So when you have a 2-quarterback goal line set, people get energized at practice. People are like, oh, this is really cool. So I can't wait to see. They're going to run it again. Now that's on film, now that it's there, they've shown teams that somebody's got to practice for it. Somebody's got to prepare for the possibility. And then they show you what the next move is off of that, what the counter is.
We've seen Charles Leno split out wide in multiple games so far because that's what Matt Nagy does, I guess.
Which means eventually he's going to get the ball, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I refuse to accept that as a reality, though probably that's true, and I should steel myself against it. No, I think moving those formations into gameplay, or really even into practice, it's somewhat similar to Joe Maddon throwing Anthony Rizzo in the leadoff spot. It's that little thing that works. I mean, it's a viable NFL formation. It creates confusion. It gives you multiple looks, and it gives you something you can run off of it. But more than anything else, it's like, hey, guys, look at this cool thing we can get done during a slog of a season where we've had 5 weeks of training camp and Bourbonnais was forever ago and also lasted forever. I mean, it's little things to get your guys into it.
Yeah, and talking about the lineup, too, Coomer mentioned the fact that Wilson Contreras, their 9th, means you can start playing pinch-hitting games ahead of him if you think he's going to be able to produce runs with maybe a swing. He's got grooved a little bit. How about the fact that you still have Almora being held in abeyance in that against Josh Hader when that moment comes. You can simultaneously have Almora available for a critical at-bat, perhaps against Hader, when you might also be optimizing your defensive lineup, getting Murphy out of there, getting Schwarber out of there, depending. So I'm trying to see how he's looking at the 5th, 6th, 7th about some of these possibilities.
Yeah, the two things that I've been looking for in lineups from Joe as far as how he's going to construct his moves later on, it's when do you take out Daniel Murphy for defense at second base and that 8-9 spot, right? Who's in that 9 spot when they are in there? And the fact that it's a catcher is fairly notable now for that 9 spot. That seems immovable. The other side of this, the Brewers, by the way, Dan, have a lineup out. You want to go through that real quick?
Yes.
It starts ugly. It's Lorenzo Cain up at the top in center field. Christian Yelich, who will be the NL MVP, in right field. Ryan Braun batting third in left. Jesus Aguilar, who says the Cubs will have trouble today, at first base, batting four. Jonathan Schoop at second base. Mike Moustakas is at third. Eric Kratz will catch. Phenomenally interesting man. He's going to do the catching. And Orlando Arcia is at short. Yolis Chacin is going to pitch and bat 9 for Craig Counsell's Brewers.
What stands out to you?
Kratz at one point, and I suppose the fact that Yelich is right there at 2. You know, he's been leading off a little bit, but against Quintana, I think you see, I don't know, maybe a little bit respect there. And the fact that, listen, you know, they got Jonathan Schoop and Mike Moustakas at second and third. Those guys weren't on the opening day Brewers. You know, those are pickups. Those are the additions they made in lieu of picking up a starting pitcher, something they couldn't get done.
It gives you Shaw with your bat off the bench, much like the way Almora is being held up for that possibility.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
And Thames, too.
That's right. Yeah, it's just that Braun scares me. The one guy that I know that...
This is a playground for him. It always has been. And it doesn't really matter if you hate him. It doesn't matter whether or not his season has sucked. Wrigley Field is a playground for Ryan Braun.
Wrigley Field here, Gallagher Way, is a playground for fans who want to throw a ball with their kids or just hang out here, table set up in front of our broadcast location with everybody getting ready for today's game 163 that you will hear right here. But coming up next, our Bears Monday continues with Rich Campbell of the Tribune breaking down the 3-1 Bears and their 48-10 win over the Buccaneers at Soldier Field yesterday. That is next on The Score.
Cubs fans, the Cubs and Brewers will take Wrigley Field for game 163 in the NL Central tiebreaker. The winner takes the division crown. The loser plays in the do-or-die wildcard game. Listen to The Score today as Pat and Ron bring you every exciting play of this huge game. Our coverage starts at 11:30 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage on The Score is brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% on appliance special buys. Stop wondering when the best time to buy is, because it's now. Get a GE Appliances top load washer and dryer, just $448 each. You save over $300 on the pair. The washer has a heavy-duty agitator for a powerful clean on top of the powerful savings. Save up to 35% with appliance special buys at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 17th. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas, dryer, extra. See store for details.
The Score's Lawrence Holmes on the Bulls.
It's been so nice going to Bulls games this year because for the first time in a long time, there's a lot of hope that goes along with these games. And it's fun to be back in the United Center watching what the Bulls can do. This is the place where you can hear all of that excitement go on. You get to hear the growth right here on 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's radio home of the Bulls. Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Trey Burton with us, McNeil and Parkin, on The Score. So, we alluded to you throwing the ball in the Super Bowl last year. What's the coolest thing that's come from being the guy who threw the pass in the Philly special?
Oh, man. The coolest thing. This has been a ton of opportunity to do some, I guess, like the ESPYs was pretty cool, you know, something I've always dreamed of going and attending, you know, and we were actually up for a couple of awards during that show. Just being a part of that, being a part of the Super Bowl history, you know, no one can ever take that away from myself or my family, and my kids got to experience it, and my wife did as well, so it was just a really special time.
Yeah, you wore that jacket with the play, like, lining in the suit, right?
Yeah, for the ESPYs.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight. Middays, 9 a.m. to 1.
Lance Briggs.
This is the argument that I had with Alex yesterday off the film. Is, you know, usually he's, you know, pretty adamant about the, you know, about a loss. He takes losses very badly, you know, we all do, but, you know, he's very vocal about it, you know, very vocal about it. Yesterday, you know, I told him, I'm like, you're oddly, you know, optimistic today, you know, and he said, I feel different, you know, watching this team. I feel different about the way this team, where I think this team is right now. I think they're different. They're a much better team right now, what they showed today, than they were last year. And so, I agree.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays, 9 a.m. to 1. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio.com.